Welcome to the Supper Club, starring Perry Como, tonight's guest, Lloyd Schaefer's orchestra, and your master of ceremonies, Martin Clark. And here's Perry Como.
As sort of an appetizer, we lead off with a recently recorded tune called You Won't Be Satisfied. You won't be satisfied until you break my heart. You're never satisfied until the teardrops start. I try to shower you with love and kisses, but all I ever get from you is nagging and bragging. My poor heart is sagging. The way you toss my heart around's a crying shame. I'll bet you wouldn't like it if I did the same. You're only happy tearing all my dreams apart. You won't be satisfied until you break my heart.
Won't be satisfied until you break my heart. You're never satisfied until the teardrops start. I tried to shower you with love and kisses, but all I ever get is nagging and bragging.
My poor heart is sagging. The way you toss my heart around's a crying shame. I'll bet you wouldn't like it if I did the same. You're only happy tearing all my dreams apart. It doesn't seem fair.
Oh, little white lies.
But you don't seem to care. You won't be satisfied until you've broken my heart. I found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo toy. When I'm with my sweet Lorraine,
sweet, lovely boy, what a gal.
A pair of eyes that are bluer than the summer sky. When you see them, you will realize why I love my sweet Lorraine.
She's so happy.
When it's raining, I don't miss the sun, for it's in my sweetest smile. Just to think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that nobody steals her heart away. Just can't wait until that happy day when I marry sweet Lorraine. Each night I pray that nobody steals her heart away. Just can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine.
There'll be a wedding in June.
Just can't wait, baby, until that happy day.
So lend an ear and you shall hear the Wesson Brothers Dick and Dee.
Hello, Dick. Hiya, Gene.
Hiya, Perry.
Hiya, Perry.
Well, yes, yes. Last week, Dick and I went to a party at our uncle's house where we played a very interesting game called Let's Build a House. A game called Let's Build a House.
Yes.
Everyone pretends that they're part of a house. For instance, one woman made believe that she was a window.
Yeah, but we shut her up fast.
My aunt made believe she was the door.
Yeah.
Then my uncle slammed her. but finally my uncle ruined the whole party.
How?
He made believe he was the ceiling and got plastered. He was a mess. She had big long buck teeth that were far apart. And when she smiled, she looked like a picket fence. And every time she tried to kiss me, I'd holler, "Don't fence me in."
Well, Dick, why did you ever go out with her if she looked so awful?
Well, she was the first girl I ever went out with, and I was too young to know that girls are not supposed to look like that.
Well, never mind that, Dick. The party's supposed to begin soon. Where's our host, Martin Block?
Oh, a Block party, huh?
Well, here I am, boys. You know, I've just been attending to a few last-minute details. And the festivities will get underway just as soon as the caterer arrives.
The caterer?
Certainly. You know what a caterer is.
Sure, that's someone who cates.
No, Dick. Dick, a caterer is a man who takes complete charge of a party and makes sure that the food and service is right.
Oh, I see.
Here I am, a bit nervous and jerky.
Oh. You're the caterer. What delayed you?
Well, I'm late because I spent the last 4 hours satiating my reflex motor ganglia and my intrinsically morphographical nature.
What does that mean?
I got stinko.
Now, if you please, mister, everybody is waiting to start eating. Will you please tell us what you've cooked up for us?
Oh, certainly. We're going to start dinner with some dehydrated egg foo young.
Dehydrated egg foo young?
Yes, there's no egg in it. There's no young, and it's just all foo.
Foo.
Yes, and remember that foo spelled backwards is oof.
Never mind that. When do we start eating?
All right now, kiddies. There's the turkey. Just grab a piece of turkey and dig in. All set. Go.
I got a leg.
Hey, wait a minute. Let go of my legs and arms. That's the turkey over there. Besides, I don't want any turkey.
Why not, Dick?
I hate turkey. Ever since we had a turkey dinner with all the flyers at Mitchell Field, ooh, I was so mad.
Why were you mad?
They gave all the wings to the pilots, and they gave all the drumsticks to the navigators.
What made you so mad about that?
I was sitting with the tail gunners. Ooh, I was mad enough, all right. I'll never look a turkey in the face again.
Well, come now, we'll wash down the turkey with a nice hot drink. Here you are. Come and get it, fellows.
Thanks. Oh, I'm going to enjoy this. Ooh, this is the worst coffee I ever tasted.
It does taste awful, but it isn't coffee, it's tea.
Well, boys, are you ready for another cup of cocoa?
Ooh, hey, mister, doesn't that hole in your head bother you?
No, except when the wind blows and the whistling drives me crazy. Well, I've got to go now. I've got to hold down my other job.
What's that?
I'm a lifeguard in the Sahara Desert.
A lifeguard in the Sahara Desert, but there's no water there.
I know, but there's such a big beach. Goodbye.
Well, boys, I have a big surprise for you. A beautiful girl is going to sing at our party tonight. Oh, here she comes now.
You're right, Martin. Yeah, she's really lovely. I'll have to make a good impression upon her. My dear, we're all anticipating hearing your beautiful selection of songs. Do you have a large repertoire?
So what's it to you, you slob?
It's Tess Murgatroyd.
Who'd you expect, Itchy's mother? Well, before I do any singing, are we going to have a party or something? Are we going to play some games like Post Office?
Now, wait a second. Listen, Tess, Post Office, that's a kid's game.
Not the way I play it, Daddy.
Tess, you sound like you're in a very romantic mood tonight.
Oh, I am, Dolphin. I just left my boss. He's a doll, but he's such a deadhead.
What happened?
Well, I was over to see him, and we were sitting real close together on the sofa. And I looked into his eyes, and he looked into mine. Then I tenderly said, "Max, I'm hungry for your caresses. I'm hungry for your arms. I'm hungry for your kisses."
And what did he do?
He gave me an hour off for lunch.
Well, Tess, maybe you don't get along with him because you don't understand men.
What's that understand? After all, what is a man? Nothing but a male of the opposite sex.
Well, Tess, I think you could learn about a lot about men if you read that book, What Every Young Girl Should Know.
What Every Young Girl Should Know. I read that book.
Did it teach you anything?
Teach me anything? Don't be silly. Why, I sent the author back 20 pages of suggestions.
Thank you very much, Dick and Gene Weston. Sing, Satisfiers.
A kiss goodnight is all right, but remember this, that a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. A kiss goodnight with a hug real tight is nothing short of bliss, and a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. It's an old custom for a boy and a girl to embrace in a secluded place. Little Mr. Cupid never could be quite so stupid and turn about face. So it just ain't right to kiss goodnight, stop at three or four, cause a kiss goodnight leads to a dozen or more. With a kiss goodnight, it ain't right to stop at three or four, cause a kiss goodnight hugs real tight.
To those of you who have been kind enough to write in saying that you've heard the recording, here is the original of If I Loved You.
If I loved you time and again, I would try to say all I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles I'd go, long to tell you, but afraid and shy. I'd let my golden chances pass me by. Soon you'd leave me, off you would go in the mist of day. Never, never to know.
Your table will be waiting for you when next we visit the Supper Club, starring Terry Como and his guests, Martin Flock, and Lloyd Schaefer's orchestra. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.